Vocab. This segment is called Pick Your Mouth. If you cannot answer a question or take too long to answer, you must take a shot. When on a first date and you have to fart, do you A, lean to the side and allow it to rip, or hold it in till you get to the bathroom?
Hold it in. Gotta hold that in. Let it. Make faces and everything. Yes. Squeeze. Yeah. Squeeze.
What is your favorite pickup line to a woman? And we need you to demonstrate.
Favorite pickup line? Your boy with all the clothes. You see me before. Okay, I don't know. That's the best thing I could say.
Please.
I guess it's BB, man. I got no tricks up my sleeve. It's just,
please.
Hello, this is a band. I don't know.
Please, oh. Take a shot.
What the heck? Oh, they sweat. Golly. God.
What do you think are your best features to a woman?
Eyebrows, beard, skin.
If you are getting fellatio from your significant other,
hold on now. Mm-hmm.
And she falls asleep,
mm.
Do you A, continue while she's asleep, or B, slide it out?
Oh, slide it out. Slide it out. Yeah, I gotta take it out. Take it, slide it out.
Please complete this sentence.
Where these head crashes come from? Go ahead.
Please complete this sentence in song.
In song.
Gator boots and the pimped out Gucci shoes.
Come true, go to church, hallelujah. Yeah. Gotta praise God, you know? After those type of lyrics, hallelujah. You gotta praise God.
Please take a shot.
Who sing that to me? Perry Christie? Golly. I hate that.
Please name a person or brand you wouldn't collab with again.
Again? Yeah, I can't remember. Oy, some of y'all I don't know. Jesus Christ, get worse every time.
Is there any relationship you would mend?
Or fix? No, not that I could think of.
Recommend a song for a fresh breakup.
For a fresh breakup. Quickest thing to come to my mind is Last by Burna Boy. Yeah.
The weirdest place you've ever done it.
To my Christians out there, I'm a virgin, but in front of someone else. Ooh, if you saw me, my bad. If you was looking through the blinds, my bad, buddy. All he was seeing is Baird. Doing my thing. Hope I made you proud, buddy.
Have you ever deleted a video because it didn't have enough likes?
Have I ever deleted a video because it never have enough likes? What? In terms of that, you mean since I've been doing content or ever in my life?
Since you've been doing content.
No.
Very good.
No.
Vocab, you have just survived. Pick your mount.
Welcome to the big talk.
Hey, it's your boy Vocab Bahamas, chilling here with Big Talks. Subscribe, follow us, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, especially YouTube. Subscribe, it's just one click. Good. That's good?
Good to go.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Sarah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Welcome back to another episode with your favorite three fine gals.
Awful.
What's going on? Mm. How was y'all weekend? How's the holiday shopping going? Have you started? How was Black Friday? So many questions.
So little time.
Well, tonight we get another banger. Yes, that's my new word for the season. Everything is a banger. Probably been watching too much YouTube, but
thanks
to God.
Yeah, I never used it before.
It's okay. It's like a thing. Like how fetch was supposed to be a thing.
No, fetch is definitely not a thing. Stop trying to make fetch a thing.
Anyway. Of course, we have to let the new people know who they're listening to and who they're watching.
Yeah.
So I'll start with, to the right of me, Miss Lily. Let the people know.
Hey, everyone. It's Leah Anise. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at It's Leah Anise. It's that simple.
Okay. Yeah.
And then to the left of me.
Hola, muchachas. This is your friend. Mandisa Smith. I'm trying to do a little accent for y'all, but don't worry about it. So it's Mandisa Fayola on Instagram, Mandisa Smith on Facebook, and I'm still on LinkedIn, guys. Still on LinkedIn, Mandisa Smith.
At Twitter. This point, she's the founder.
I
feel like you was the first person on LinkedIn.
But you on LinkedIn too. So this is what we do. You call people your god. Because you on LinkedIn as well. Yeah. Also too as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And on Twitter, Mandisa Fayola.
Okay. Everything. She on everything, guys. Okay. Yeah, I miss her. Type Mandisa. She down. And then, of course, our special guest for tonight, the entertainer, comedian extraordinaire. And you've seen his videos. Laughed.
Yes. You've seen his stories.
A little more battered and bruised today.
You've seen his stories.
And but here nonetheless, uh-huh. He came to entertain you guys. Uh-huh. Goes by the name of Vocab. Tell the people where they can find you.
Facebook, Vocab Bahamas. YouTube, Vocab Bahamas. Only songs there so far. Instagram, Vocab Bahamas. And on Tickle Talk, Vocab Bahamas 242.
Tickle.
Where you get that from?
I created it now. Nah, like a lot of human people just be saying Tickle Talk now. Nah. So when I first heard of the app, I just glanced it and I said Tickle Talk. And then found out that the name was TikTok. But hey, once I didn't call it something, that's what it is. It's gospel. Real talk.
Wow. That is powerful.
See, because I'm thinking tickle and it's like tickle, funny.
Make you laugh.
Yeah.
You were right in the spirit there.
Hey, thank you.
Feel it.
I want to put a sticky note on the YouTube thing. I'm coming back to that.
Okay, go ahead. I got you.
I have something to say. And then, of course, yours truly, Brie Bombshell, on Twitter and Instagram. That's it. That's all. But the most important handle is this podcast, which is Big Talks Podcast on every social media platform.
Yes.
Subscribe. A minute to subscribe.
What are you doing here if you haven't subscribed?
I just don't know. Join the family. You don't want to know when we drop. You could be the first to know. Come on. And then tell a friend.
Be the first to giggle. Because we got some shit to say.
So.
Be the first to be tickled.
Sorry. Be the first to be tickled, like
we said. Clowns, yeah. Be the first to be tickled.
That's the hashtag for this episode. First to be tickled. So, Vocab, I wanted to touch on YouTube because I actually went onto your channel. I was interested.
Right.
I saw a song.
Yeah, I got hits, man.
The titles were a bit
unorthodox.
Different.
Gotta be creative. That's what it's about.
Clearly, could you tell me your thought process when you come up with, you know, your songs? And your
So, I tell you what happened. So the first thing I ever dropped on YouTube would have been the song Daddy-O, which actually did very well. That was back in like 2018 when I was off the school. You know, me and my cousins, my cousin Chanteris and my cousin Marlon, And I'd just be singing. I used to just be saying this thing. Black girls call me daddy. White girls call me father. And I just had to say it. And then when I came back home, I ended up making it into a song. But anyway, we'll start off with the song title, Big Sissy.
Right.
When it comes to that, and not to confuse anybody that is out there, because this isn't just the Bahamas, this is worldwide. This isn't affecting about, a person liking the same gender, etc., like that. That phrase is in terms of when a man doesn't take up what he's supposed to do in a relationship wise. So I was in the room listening to Pop Smoke, rest in peace, and an instrumental came on and I started freestyling in my room. It was the pandemic. I put it on Facebook. Everybody say, "Wait, make that a full song." Made it a full song and it went crazy. Then I started doing lives all the time. I tell people, give me beats and I'll be freestyling. So it was a song named The Coochie Man. I forget what the dude's name is. And I start freestyling and I switch it to Cunny Man. And the people just go on crazy and say, we make that a full song.
I like this guy.
And then, again, I was freestyling because I used to just go on live, freestyle. It was nothing to do in the pandemic, literally nothing.
Yeah.
And I was freestyling again on one beat and the man coming. So I put it out and then it gone crazy again. So, yeah, that's just how it happened. I mean, most of the titles obviously was behemoth-ized titles, etc., like that. And that's just how it came. Man coming. Like, everybody know, like, everybody says the man coming.
Yeah.
And then in the Bahamas, every man wants to be a CM. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's cool. Yeah, but you see, even if that dude ain't a CM, yeah, but you see him when y'all, but you see. So, you know, that's how
it came. CM cabinet minister.
Wow. Educated.
Yeah. You can't say we teach y'all nothing. This is interesting. I like it, though. Yeah. I like that you keep it behemoth.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And then my last question, where did the name vocab come from?
Wow, great. So when I was off to school, my favorite rapper back then used to be Lil Wayne. And I thought Lil Wayne was the greatest lyricist of all times until I came again across this Caucasian fella named Nick. He used to ride the bus with me every time to school in the States. And I used to ride the bus because all the girls in the bus.
Yeah.
I got to get dropped home, but it would have just been me and my uncle. I got to see you every day. Let me see the girls for a couple of minutes. You know what I'm saying? So he started putting me on to fellas like Lupe Fiasco, Loaded Lux. So that's the time when I started watching Bottle Rock. So every day I would start reading a dictionary. I became a Sis Crisper Dylan. I mean, the one that uses big words. So I learned words like extemporize, fallacious, querulous, etc., etc. I can't remember some of the words, but at that time, I would learn a new word every single day, practicing literary devices, double, triple entendres, multi-syllables, internal rhymes, external rhymes. Yeah, things like that. Word bending, something that Eminem does a lot, where slant rhymes, etc., etc. And I didn't have a rap name at the time. So I would literally annoy people by just using big words in conversation just because I know you wouldn't understand what it is just to be annoying like that. And he started just calling me Vokyab, and just the name just stick from then to now. Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
Yeah. That's original.
Stuff. Yeah, so I like one of them fellas who's just come to the corner. Yeah, but my name is Shooter, but call me Shooter.
Right.
No. My name was given to me.
Yeah, no.
My name was given to me.
You have to give yourself a nickname. It's not really a nickname.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Your name is Shooter?
No.
I don't never like spell right. It's like S-U-S-H-U-T-A. Like, no, that's shut.
Right.
Shut up. No way. You won't even understand it. Shut up.
No, you don't bad understand. Bad man.
Don't show me. Don't show me why you was calling
yourself. Sorry, dummy.
Yeah, my bad. You're right.
I don't know if I agree that I can't give myself my own nickname.
What name you want to give yourself?
I don't know yet, but I just think I should be able to do that.
No? Hey, I ain't disagreeing. I just saying, you know, it was, you know, I have a story behind my name, you know.
Thank you.
No, I'm not saying, like, I mean.
No, say yes.
Hey,
It has to have a story behind
to
it.
To each his own. Shoot over there.
S-H-U-T-A now. Right. Not the next one.
The fella that named Shooter. Wait, I'm cool with it, buddy.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
This one's for you.
It's a lot of tributes going on here.
Big up to you.
Okay, thanks, Pocap, for the little backstory.
Yes.
Got to know you a little better.
Yes.
But we have a topic here that we need to help us dissect. Mm. Right? As a man, we want to know about rejection. We just want to understand.
Right.
You know, this a lot good. Of guys, mm-hmm. they don't. As women, we feel they don't handle rejection well.
Right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
A lot of guys, you would say, ladies, they get defensive kind of. Today, prime example, a colleague of mine, she was walking past and a gentleman said good day and she just didn't answer. And he was like, you won't even look all that good anyway.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, I've had a few.
Right.
I want to understand. Like, why so aggressive?
Pride. There's nobody in life that wants to be a loser in reality with the right mind. You want to win. You need the last word, and that's why you say that. You become hurtful. You got to say stuff to throw it off as best as possible. For example, yeah. whenever, if you bring facts to a woman, because a lot of times, if a man and a woman is having a disagreement, or even if he's redding up, he'd be ratting up, like, on Truthful Fox. Your weave look bad. Everybody around could see your weave look bad. What's a rebuttal? Your doggy small. You've never seen it. How? So, it's the same thing with men. You got to throw whatever is the most insane thing at that time, the quickest thought. You look bad anyway, you know what I mean? You look stink anyway, so is a pride. It's a thing of, I have to win. You don't want me? You gotta be the loser, not me.
So she don't really look bad.
No, she don't. Okay. I mean, and she. Could
I mean,
be.
That's why you said hi in the first place.
I mean, and she could be at the time, and I have a problem with y'all. A lot of y'all fellas out there lying to women in terms of you make a woman feel like she's pretty. I mean, hold on, let me be honest. Looks is a preference, obviously,
right.
But at the end of the day, you could kind of tell. Generally wise, what is a template of what most people consider good looking? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? If you say, most women would say a dude who's 6'3", blah, 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 blah. Most people would say that's attractive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But then some people might say it's ugly.
Preference.
But yeah, I blame a lot of y'all fellas out there. When y'all trying to have sex with a woman, y'all just be hyping them up just to have sex. Now you have this girl thinking she actually looked this good to everybody, giving everybody a harder time. When that is not a case. She's a 2 or 3 to everybody. Like I say, you might be a 7 or 8 to somebody, but we speaking generally. Generally, you are 2 or 3, and y'all fellas lying to these. Be honest, bro. Be honest.
She have high self-esteem.
Oh, damn.
Right.
The nerve of all.
Be
because
honest.
She don't think she's an 8.
And no, it's okay to still be have high self-esteem, you know, be confident. But I think lying to yourself is one thing too. No, you have
I
to.
I feel like everybody think they look good. Though.
No, I think I okay, to be honest. I don't ever lie to myself like that. Like,
yeah, but see, you, that's you.
Right, no,
you
I understand
that. You have
other
people that have a different mirror in
right.
front of them. And I say a different mirror, meaning nothing.
No, but
because
I think
they don't see.
I agree, but I think lying goes a long way. We got to stop.
Yeah,
you have to be honest, man.
So,
you have to be.
Okay, so that means
because it's still fine if she thinks that she looked that good, but for you to be lying to her, you got to stop.
You got to stop.
You got to stop,
guys.
It has to stop. No, I'm telling you.
You
all
know she,
capital
you
letters
know
on
she's
stop.
A two. You know she's
in
a
your
two.
Mind, because like I said, it's still a preference thing.
So, right. I have a question.
Go ahead.
So, how do you approach a 2 then? Since you don't approach her with all of that.
For me personally, I'm never approaching her.
No, but I
if
mean,
I don't like you.
No,
if, go ahead.
I know you're not going to, but I mean, for the guys who want to approach her, you're telling them, don't hype up too much.
Yeah,
you
know, no, be honest.
She seen big money.
So, what to say to her?
So, right, so what should a guy who wants to approach her say to the 2?
Okay, so. this is where the confusion come in because
right.
like I say if you feel like you use an 8 then that's fine. Because I think one of the greatest things God gave us is choice. You could choose to do whatever the hell you want to do.
Yes.
If you think that you're an eight. But I am talking about all of the dudes lying to her that believe that she's a two, telling her that she isn't. Now, when Vokyab come and tell you the truth with everybody thinking, oh, I's a problem.
But you wasn't going to approach the two in the first place.
No, right. But no. But yes, if you ask me how you look or whatever like that, I'd be like, it's a...
Yeah, but I want to give advice to the guys, like you say, who lying off, who lying to the
be truthful. Just say what you want to do. Stop beating around the bush.
Say use it too.
But I still want you.
I'm not that attractive to you in a going way, but hey, wow. You get the boy out.
Yeah. But you get the boy out.
And I need now once the boy get out, the boy gotta get soft.
And what is stopping her in that moment from slapping that person?
And then that's her choice, right? And like I say again, now see, and that's where it comes about retaliation. You cannot.
I want you to slap back,
which I don't feel like it's the right thing to do. But like,
I want you to picture that moment.
Right.
You walk up to set two,
right,
and you say,
"I'm not doing that.
I'm not really attracted to you, but you got the boy." Yeah.
I mean, the fellas to say worse things to not.
What is she gonna say? Okay,
let's do it. That's fine. Like I say, you could. It's okay for you to sweeten it up. You know what I mean? Sweeten it up is. Hey man, listen man, you know, I really sexually attracted to you.
That's sweetening.
Watch this now. I'm sexually, I don't move like this. I'm just saying, hey, I'm sexually attracted to you. And you ease the mood. You can ease the mood because watch this. You cannot be physically attracted to somebody, you can be attracted to them in other ways. That girl mentally might be on your level. You see what I'm saying? She might like to watch the same show. So you saying y'all go in your room?
To actually talk to the two though. Huh?
That's what you doing. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You talking to them anyway.
You lying to them. You turning down twos.
Oh.
I told my
PLA. Yeah,
that's what I
no. said. See, yeah. No. But back to what I said.
But
yeah.
You get the boy high.
The two might be a 10 to me. That's why I keep saying preference. But I'm talking about generally when everybody thinking the same thing. Right. Lying. That's what I mean. You see what I'm saying? That's what I mean. I hope nobody be confused and think, you know, I like no tools because the two might be for me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Whoever think it's a two and it's a 10 to me. That's all I'm trying to say. But I'm saying like when everybody like for example, Vokyab, right? I am 5'6", 5'7". Don't be lying talking about a 6 foot.
Ooh.
Stop it. Mm. We all like
you,
know.
Like you so tall.
We all.
Oh my God.
That's a factual thing.
We all. Yeah, but
like
no.
I could get a measuring.
Yeah, but like,
that is true.
I measure beauty.
Right.
But you still get other opinion. Mm-hmm. You still get other opinion that you know,
okay.
That a 6 foot.
I ain't never get
if that's your opinion. No, you are opinion. Hella wrong. But hey, if that's your opinion, go ahead and be stupid.
Right.
Go ahead and be stupid. No, if you want to. That's
listen,
fine.
These are some catchphrases. I don't know if y'all catching these.
No, it's a choice.
Like, you get the boy
go
hard.
Go ahead and... No, hey, you get it hard, you got to make it soft.
So you could be stupid.
When guys get rejected, mm-hmm. Do they tell their boys that? Y'all just be like, I try, but she turned me down. They all be like,
now you mean it on a real note now. You won't talk about just me ragging you back up.
No,
I want to know what y'all just tell y'all friends. When y'all
it really depends on how much you like the girl, I think sometimes. I would sit down and converse with some of my male friends and, you know, let them know how it go. I think sometimes, you know, for me personally, it depends on how much I like a girl. If I see a girl, et cetera, like that, and I'd be like, hey, all right, I'm trying to approach this properly. And me and my boys are talking. I think it's great to do. Background check. I do that.
How do you background check?
Yeah, tell me about this background check.
I got a background check. You know, but first of all, you go to the galas. You know, all of the galas. Hey, galas, you know, do you know?
Who's the galas?
Whoever's the galas.
The CM in the group.
CMs. Oh. No, you know, group just people who know people. That's, you got to scout. No, you got to be, because now it's also small, right?
Yes.
Especially now with entertainment. And let's go for men and women. I don't want nobody to think a sexist or a biased agenda. Everybody does wrong.
Yeah.
And it isn't nobody's fault. But a lot of times, a lot of people be checking the same circle.
Yeah.
And The circle sometimes is small. If you have a circle of 50 people, mm-hmm. and what I mean in a circle, everybody don't have to be cool. You could be my brethren and use my brethren, which makes me and you cool. Me and you don't have to be that tight. But because I know you can't, and I know I use carry on, I can't like, girl. And I see that on Instagram a lot.
But not so small, man.
Yeah, it is. Like, I see it on Instagram a lot. I see a fine girl. I check the comment. Like, dang, I can't check this one. This one cool.
Comments?
Yeah, y'all, let's make it seem like y'all cool with everybody, bro.
I thought
women.
This was like a...
That's when you have like a conversation.
Well,
I mean, if you
die. Every picture, y'all gotta be cool, man. Every picture, oh, you look good. Every picture.
That is not true.
Yeah, man.
Y'all really know how niggas go. Niggas will comment under every picture and talk to themselves in your DMs.
And that's fine.
And y'all don't know each other.
Huh? What'd you mean? Hold on, say it again.
I said guys will comment under every woman.
Well, they shooting their shot.
Right, but
a woman is comment and y'all don't reply, correct?
Right.
Y'all just reply all the time to the women. So now, from my naked eye, I think y'all are cool. And then y'all start sharing each other photo. I don't be doing that with random dudes. We don't be, yeah, but this a fly. Whoo, boy, your boy dressed fresh today. Share. Boy, these some nice tennis, but where you get these tennis from? Y'all would do that. Hey, girl, where you got it? Hey, hello.
I know what I
How you do? Hey, I be on social media. Yeah. I be on social media, so I see it consistently. And it's like, God dang, I can't like
Which
nobody.
Generation you be seeing that with? Because it ain't with me.
I want to know where you get the shoes from. I ain't gonna lie.
You want to know where you get the shoes from? But as a woman, they would definitely do that. As a man, we don't do that. And I think, you know, I feel like it's a fair in terms of like our culture. You know, everything is like in mind. I mind asking you where you get your shoes from. But I'm not going to share and do that, though. Like, but I'd ask, hey, but these some nice shoes, boy, where you, you know what I'm saying? But then, you know, it's everything is like in mind for our culture, I guess. But yeah, women, and I feel like women are supporters. Like, and that's why I feel like, you know, any man that goes against his own gender, like, if I was a person, I bash dudes all the time. Oh, my following would be so high. So high.
Really?
Yes.
By the women.
By the women, yeah.
Y'all support is different. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And I respect it, whether it's in a gossip way or not. But y'all know how to join together and attack. Yeah, y'all got it good.
Only certain times.
So it depends on how much you like the girl if you would bring... You would be honest with your boys and be like, wait, she done me no jail.
Yeah, she done me no. I just be honest, bro, like, and for me personally, I just can't lie. If I get rejected, I get rejected.
Why do some guys, because I've seen this in action where some guys, like, obviously they might not get an answer or they might get a rejection in real life. Yeah. And they turn that into, I grind up.
Oh, boy.
Negativity prevails. What I mean by negativity, whatever is the opposite of right always prevails. You look at it from all categories. There are more lies than truth tellers. There are more cheaters than non-cheaters. If a person sits here today and say, boy, I don't cheat, most people say, boy, you lying, boy. You gotta be lying. You know why? Because they're doing it and everybody else they know is doing it. So it gotta be impossible. Mm-hmm. So whatever is wrong, there's more sinners than, if you are a church person, there are more sinners than none. But we all sin anyway, regardless. Right. But like I said, just off of that, it shows you that wrong prevails more than right. Like I always tell people, if you look at the marriage, right, the divorce rate is higher than the marriage rate. Mm-hmm. And even if you're all still together, most likely it's still not a successful relationship. So if that is high, then calling off an engagement is even higher than that. Mm-hmm. And if calling off an engagement is high, then boyfriend and girlfriend breakups is even higher. Because you cannot go around people and say, hey, how much boyfriend or girlfriend you at? And they say, only one. And that's the person I get married to. Most people are not 13, 14 right. before they even get engaged. A lot of people got engaged 4 or 5 times before that. Mm-hmm. Whatever is like considered negative always prevails. So that's why people lie. I sound good. I sound good when I say grind that girl. But to me, that's a form out of liking man.
Right.
Because why would I lie to please another man?
Right, exactly.
That is.
Y'all gotta stop, man.
Because I had a boyfriend in jail.
What?
Yeah, apparently.
I had a whole
boyfriend in jail.
Okay.
Like,
that's where we is. Okay. Hey, if you're in there, shoot her. Shooter, don't shoot me. That's Shooter?
S-H-U.
S H U. Shooter, shut up. Hey.
I on your side, but
I want to know why, but Shooter.
I want to understand that story.
No, there. I don't.
So Shooter. What happened was, there was this guy who apparently, I guess, knew me, and he went to prison, and I guess he sent out, at the time where I was working, the security guard came to me and was like, yo, if you know this person such and such. So I was like, no.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, man, he used to work here before. Yeah. Yakety smackety. I was like, oh, okay, no problem. I remember him vaguely. Yeah, man, he up there, he gone to jail, la la ray, ray. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Real.
So now, right? Now knowing this. He then tells me he has all of my photos on the wall.
Man, stop playing, man.
And
stop
he going. Tells the people in there,
stop playing.
This is my woman.
You're making a wide bar from
and
a gym.
And if anybody fuck with that, it could be on. So I had help on the streets, not knowing I had help on the streets. And I had a boyfriend who was apparently in jail. And I knew it was true because I went to an outing. This was
don't call
the
it
the hookah place.
Hookah lounge?
The hookah lounge, but when it was
on Gladstone Road.
No, Bay Street. Is it across from Jungle Beach?
From the Tiki Daily Bar. Tiki Bar.
When it was there, when I went inside there, the bartender was like, hey, your name is Mandisa. I was like,
really?
Oh wow, you called my name very, because a lot of people don't call my name really good.
Right.
So Lisa. I said, yes, I'm Mandisa. And he was like, I know your face from somewhere. I said, well, you know my face from
Shooter.
He's like, I know your face because
Shooter, say,
Shooter on the vibe still, don't tell nobody. But when I was locked up still, I used to be in jail with this nigga that always was talking about you, baby.
Right, Shooter.
And I was like,
Shooter, love you. Big up, Shooter.
What I mean, what I was supposed to do at that point. You understand?
And so, send Shooter some commissary.
You want... I didn't know who this man was.
Shooter, that's
what. Did you ever find out?
I, like I said, when I first, I knew, but
he's still
for me
in jail?
To say, remember, I have no idea. I have no idea. He might have come out.
Free Shooter.
You know, but I mean, thank you. Thank you for all the love.
Wow, what a story.
I mean, you know, when I was in the world, I would have said, hey, if my pictures are keeping you not to kill yourself at night, you know, and making you want to see another date, by all means.
Shooter, you do your thing, buddy.
And that's S-H-U-T-A.
Never forget it.
Don't ever forget
it. The S small in the T capital. Ooh, never forget it.
That's them set.
There you get it.
Top.
So, Vocab, have you ever rejected a lady?
Hell yeah. Come on, man.
Tell me about that.
And I think everybody has somewhere, some form. Say it again.
I'm just asking Fuser too.
Why are you rejecting? This laugh is very suspicious.
And like I say, I don't never like to come across, I don't never like the gasconade word for y'all. Means to brag or to boast. I don't never like the gasconade about myself. But yeah, I've rejected women. You know?
How did you reject her? What was,
give me one example.
We need an example.
Wow. So much stuff running through my head.
Oh, wow.
There are many rejections.
No, I mean, I've been turned down on occasions,
do
too.
Can you crack a little jokey joke? Like,
what?
To, like, ease the blow with her.
I'll say, okay, so, like, okay, if a girl come on to me, hey, I want to...
I need to
think about it. It can come off kind of harsh, but to me, it don't. I'd be like, wait, stop getting off.
And just leave it out.
Look at
I'd be like, stop getting off. Girl. And then I go into another convo. I stop getting off.
But yeah, they're serious.
Huh? But no, they're serious. I know they're serious.
So
I
does
say,
she bring it back in?
Huh?
Does she come back?
Yeah, and I have the same to stop getting off. I have that pin.
Oh.
Like it almost automated. Soon as you say, hey, that's can like we go? Stop getting off.
That's like them emails. That's like them emails. Wait. On WhatsApp, business WhatsApp, when you send people a message and messages come flying.
It's coming right back. Stop getting off. Right away. Stop getting off. And then I go to another convo sometimes. And then sometimes, Sometimes what? I don't see like messages. Like I just see one girl shoot a shot. Like one day I ain't got nothing to do. So I check. I was checking all my spam stuff and then this guy shooting a hard out 2020. I was like, hey, sorry, I didn't see this. Stop getting off. And then like, stop getting off.
Yeah, like when women throw their shot?
For me personally, I think my chapter is already end. Like for me personally, in terms of like, God has already understand like where I'm gonna end. But I'm still writing my chapter at the same time. So I'm open to it because I don't know what my calling is for a relationship. So it's fine if a woman shoot their shot. I like to shoot my shot at women, but I don't know
which is going to be.
Depends on how aggressive you get. I've had some aggressive, man, golly. Yeah, and that's why I understand like why women is be fearful of men, because like, I had some nasty things. Golly.
I'm sorry, please.
Where's your parents?
Huh? Wow, elaborate.
You know what I mean?
Are these photos in the DM?
Huh?
Are these photos in the DM?
If girls ever send.
Are these photos? Because you're saying.
Oh, you mean like how? No, yeah. I'm talking about like even in person. Like, I come out of the station, group of guys are calling me over, and I think, you know, like, yes, I'm gonna get off. God, you know, I don't get your feeling filthy hands off my bed. Get your filthy hands off my bed, please, first of all. Thank you. Stop it. Stop. Anyway, yeah, first of all, so I go over there, stroke my bed. So you don't know what I do to you. I was like, God. That's a, I don't know. You
it's a demon.
I don't know how to feel.
No, I don't know. Like,
you kind of like it, but then you.
No, you don't kind of do what?
You don't like it at
no,
all.
No, not like that. No, not when you.
You don't like, you like to chase. You don't want to be chased.
No, I don't mind it. It's how you do it. Mm. You yucking my bed down. I don't have no mobility now. Like, oh, I can't Jesus. Move. If I yuck up, then the whole, you know, my face and all that, you can hug this here.
No,
I have no mobility. I can't run on nothing. So yeah, you telling me, you know what I do to you, boy, and you tell your cock fall off. Well, how do you do that though? How is that possible?
Questions that need answers.
No, how is it possible?
Right.
But then I didn't want to ask that because now she might have an answer for that for real.
You would have got engaged and it would have been a spiral. Yeah.
No, I good. No,
wormhole.
I good.
Wormhole. She could have definitely showed
no,
you.
No, I good. And then when I look up, it looked like you just had 15 BD today. So it's like your face.
People still smoke BDs?
It's clear.
Well, she does.
She does.
Well, to be honest, I think she's an ambassador. Like she has a sponsorship. I look at this girl. I say, hold on that. I think she being real. She had really caused it to drop off. No, she got it.
What would you do?
She got something.
It fell off.
What you meaning?
Like just picture it for a moment. Like it fell.
Put that sucker back on. It gotta come. It gotta no. It helped her.
Where's commercial?
Abracadabra.
Focus, focus.
It got to come back on.
We can name this episode.
It helped to stay. It helped to stay. Right. No, it helped to stay on. Come on now. That go. Then what happened? What they call it? Johnny? I don't call it Johnny. It's called it the Rhino.
I'm sorry.
Who is the Rhino?
You said the Rhino. I don't.
The apostrophe Rhino.
The Rhino.
The Rhino.
You see how strong a Rhino is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. My
put a 10. Put a,
I want y'all to know.
Put
I
a 10-pound dumbbell
fighting.
On
me. I am punching myself in this corner.
Dumbbell.
I am punching. I am punching myself in this corner.
You see the horn on the Rhino?
I
see. I just keep charging.
I am pinching
charging
myself in this corner.
Like
Jesus.
I always say, I might don't go the longest, but I go the strongest. Ooh. It's strong, boy.
I saw that.
That's a fuck. I don't always go the longest, but I go the strongest. You get a nice cardio workout.
Mm-hmm. That's 2 minutes of
I'm
your life.
I'm telling you.
Hit. And I
high intensity.
Jesus, I beg.
I know how to feel, but
you don't
want to
do it. I am.
You got a work in the chicken.
Alice, what's the time frame?
What? Of the strongest?
You don't go the longest.
Right. Well, no, that could be, the longest could be different terminology, like. I said, like.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Like, it depends on how you. Come on.
I was thinking duration.
At the end
time.
Of the day, you know, we do double and triple and dangerous over here, even when we speak. It's a difference. Go ahead.
Right. Uh-huh.
Any more questions? I need to answer
I told them I was coming on here.
Pinching myself in this corner not to
Anything you choose, I am an open book. I don't have no problems answering no questions. I keep it real.
And we appreciate that.
I keep it real.
Sounds like we need a part two.
Yeah.
I keep it too real. Can we be the realest over here? You can't play rap.
Ladies, well, y'all know where to find the rhino.
Oh. And not in his DM, and
stop
don't come on
off.
Too strong.
Don't run
and
it down.
And know that if he say stop getting off, just leave.
Yeah,
just stop yeah. getting off.
So we help
just
y'all out. Y'all have been trying. We help y'all out.
Yeah, like tenfold.
The rejection episode.
The rejection episode.
I get rejected too.
No.
I've gotten rejected too.
Stop getting
Women
off.
Women always need healing. Every
stop
time.
Off. Stop getting off.
I need to come back. I need to come up.
We can do a part two.
I need the real in depth questions, more in depth. I don't know why y'all always need healing. Anyway, I done.
So you don't know why we always
need healing when it comes to me.
When it comes to you,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Part two.
The people that have been with you,
Dr. Phil. Like I look like Dr. Phil. You?
No.
You see,
when
I look.
Your, when I need to know this before we go. When okay. is your birthday?
January 17th. What it is?
Capricorn.
Right. Capri Sun. Whatever that is.
Capri Sun.
That's what I am.
Okay.
January 17th.
Okay. So, seems as though we got to bring you back to talk with this.
Yeah, some plan. Yeah, I'm ready. I need
second episode.
I want it hot.
Dr. Okay. Phil healing.
Hot and ready.
Stop getting off.
Stop getting off.
Hot and ready. Okay. So, vocab, shoot the handles one more time.
Yes, please.
For the rhino one.
Stop getting off. Twitter, vocab, Bahamas. How do you forget about Twitter? I don't never tweet.
So,
but you can catch me in the spaces sometimes.
Mm.
Vokia Bahamas Facebook. No, I lie. My Facebook actually is Vokia These Gals Love Joneses Bahamas. That's really my Facebook.
I saw that.
Instagram, Vokia Bahamas. Tickle Talk, Vokia Bahamas 242.
Okay, and then our handles is to the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, so y'all got to rewind.
High five.
But we will.
Vogue up, man.
On high five as well.
On high five.
My space. High five?
Right.
Stop getting off. Hashtag.
Okay.
Stop getting off.
Getting off.
Right. Okay. But what we will say again is the podcast handles, because you got to subscribe.
Yes.
Follow talks. It. Please do.
Talks podcast. Everywhere you find podcasts.
Vogue up, sanction it just now.
Real talk.
Stop getting off.
Delivered, approved.
Verified.
We thank you guys for watching, and we hope that this helped you with rejection and any other questions y'all might have.
Stop getting off.
You can see y'all later.
Because he getting the boy hard.
Wow. Signing out.